What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game's very own Braves insider and reporter and host of From the Diamond, Grant McCauley. And our conversation with Grant is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service, and by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today. Grant, welcome in. Great news. Braves won last night. Drake Baldwin had quite the game. How are his chances for Rookie of the Year looking now?
I think they're looking a little bit better with every passing day, and it's not that he doesn't have any competition for this, but when you start to stack him up against especially the hitters across the National League and even the pitching class, just in terms of the overall amount of games, and obviously he needs that playing time down the stretch and he's going to get it, I think Drake Baldwin is putting himself together a very nice resume, and 2 homers, 5 runs knocked in last night's game, that only pads those statistics.
Grant, I know you had exclusive video footage from multiple angles yesterday, or the day before one, of Chris Sale throwing from the mound, I believe. I know he said that when he gets healthy, he wants to play. Yeah. He wants to do his job. What'd you take away from that session and maybe when he could return this season?
Yeah, I mean, Chris Sale looked exactly like Chris Sale. And Brian Snitker, when we asked him about it afterwards, he said he looked like he's missed any time at all. And I would agree with that. He faced a couple of hitters, one minor leaguer that came over from Gwinnett, and then Jonathan Ornelas, who started at third base last night for the Braves and was involved in a couple of the rallies they had. Those guys got to step in and didn't have the most fun against Chris Sale. He threw 30 pitches. They got him what they call an up-down so they could simulate it being two different innings. He's thrown 3 bullpens and done all the long toss and everything he needed to get to this point. So really, the next step for Chris Sale, if he feels good when he comes in today, could be plotting out when a rehab start could happen, and then he's eligible to come off the IL in 11 days. So Chris Sale, it's not a surprise, is a big-time competitor, but he pointed out something really important when asked about, you know, why he wants to pitch again this year, kind of looking at where the Braves are, and more importantly, you know, what they're not doing. Why does he want to come back so badly? And he said, look, not only am I competitive, but this is important for me to build up innings to have that platform next year so I can feel like I can go out there and push toward my 200-inning goal. If I spend more time off and more time away from the game, it doesn't help me feel like I'm where I need to be. So I think that's as salient a point as it's going to be, and I'll take his word for it. And keep in mind with Chris Sale, he's missed a lot of time with some very freaky, fluky injuries and some major injuries as well. He doesn't want to just sit around and wait for the perfect conditions to resume his career. He wants to get out there and make the most of it.
Hanging out with Grant McCauley, my new post-game partner for the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network. But for now, we are going to talk about the Atlanta Braves. We'll get to the Falcons in just a minute, Grant. I do want to get your thoughts on the hierarchy of the bullpen. And obviously, this is a bullpen that's a lot of things have been said about him over the course of the entire season. But last night, Raisel Iglesias gets a save. He's been really, really good over his last, let's call it 7, 8, 9 outings. He's lowered his ERA. I think that he's back, obviously, into that closer's role, but Dylan Lee before him, Pierce Johns before him, Dylan Dodd before them, they actually had a decent night last night, and we have not gotten used to that. But what do you make of that kind of hierarchy that Snickers are looking for at the back end of some of these close games?
And I think that's where they're at now. And given that the Braves have, you know, struggled and are not really in contention, I don't think that they need to overcook the idea of, all right, let's put some guys in some roles and see how we get to them and navigate through the middle innings and figure that out. I think it's been more problematic outside of the Raisel Iglesias, Dylan Lee, Pierce Johnson combo, at least in the last couple of months, than it has been for those three guys. Though I will say that Lee's been a little more homer prone here in the last month or two, but that's something I think that he can adjust. But Raisel Iglesias has looked a lot better. And when you think about all the problems of a bullpen, and you're trying to find roles for guys, trying to put them in the right spots, trying to keep guys rested and have them available and manage their availability, you have to have a guy that at least in the ninth inning, you can say, all right, we know where we're going there. And that's what the Braves didn't have for a while. And I think that led to a little bit more chaos. And you know, there's just no way around the fact that they didn't have the kind of quality depth that they needed to have and that they have had in recent years without a guy like A.J. Minter around, without Joe Jimenez, who may not pitch this year. We don't know, but it doesn't sound like he's going to. So I think that's kind of what Snit's looking at this point. I mean, has Raisel Iglesias had a couple of blow-ups in the last 2 months? Sure. But most relievers do. You're not going to be perfect every time, but he has looked a lot more like the guy you expected to see at this point. And I was kind of thinking, once they held on to him, didn't trade him away, he is an expiring deal, but maybe the Braves would be interested in brokering something to have Raisel back, at least for next year, to add to the quality and the depth of that bullpen. Even if they have other leverage relievers they bring in, it doesn't mean that he's necessarily going to be the closer, but if you're asking me, would I like to see the guy from the last couple of months stick around? Sure. The guy from the first couple of months, that was the hard part to watch.
Yeah, no thanks.
Well, we are joined by our Braves insider, Grant McCauley, on the morning shift. You know, a lot of fans are starting to look towards 2026 with the season being the way it's been. So along with Raisel, you know, is it too soon to be looking at some of the other offseason moves that the Braves might be making?
No, not at all. And that's kind of what Alex Anthopoulos said when I asked him about where they are for this winter and, you know, where that is on his, yeah, I guess, mental checklist right now. And he said, look, all these talks we're having around the trade deadline, they were the start of our offseason. And we've heard some different machinations of those talks. This Byron Buxton discussion that went on with the Minnesota Twins, according to, a very reputable report from Dan Hayes of The Athletics. I mean, or not The Athletic, who covers the Minnesota Twins. Let me be more clear. Buxton decided he was going to hold on to his right to veto a trade and stay in Minnesota for now, but they're tearing that thing down to the studs. So maybe they revisit a deal like that in the offseason. Maybe they revisit a number of different conversations they've had over the offseason and find a deal that works. But it's not too soon, and I think that as people look at it, everybody would like to see the necessary changes and adjustments to take what is, if you look at it, a very talented team that has underperformed. And sure, injuries crept into the starting rotation, and there's really no way around that. But this was a team that was trending, unfortunately, in a bad direction offensively before that stuff even happened. So it's going to be a very big winter of conversations for Alex Anthopoulos and his crew to figure out the best ways to not just supplement the roster, but maybe inject some new talent into it that can help them level up and get back to where they expect to be.
So, Grant, when a repo man shows up at your house at 3 a.m., how do you greet him? Did you walk out there with, like, one of those mini baseball bats?
Were you
like,
in your whitey-tighties as you greeted the repo
man? I mean, no, I can see Grant. I bet Grant put on jeans and he had, like, one of those little mini baseball bats in his pants. He's like, yeah, try me, big guy. How'd that go?
I didn't want to, escalate the event, but I was very curious as to what was going on because I had just taken the dogs out, and then they were back at full attention, and I saw lights up the back through the back window for the driveway, and I was like, nobody should be in this yard or this driveway right now at this hour. And the guy was very nice, very polite, asked if somebody lived here. I said, they do not. He said, is this the correct address? I said, it is, and they still don't live here. And he gave me a card and said, hey, just call our company, tell them they don't live here, and we won't be back here. But this apparently was the third time that this guy has shown up looking to repo this individual Dodge Durango, which neither of us drive. So I'm not too worried about that, but I would like to not send a certain message to the neighbors that we don't make our car payments over here.
I said the same thing to Allie. I said, that's when you hope that somebody thinks your name is Amy.
Yeah.
Or you're, you know what? It's hey, it is Amy living here.
I don't think those radio people pay their bills. Yeah. They have repo men showing
they
up
must
constantly.
Be, the radio must not be what it used to
yeah.
be. They're struggling.
I wonder if they got fired and they didn't tell us.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey, Grant, I do have to – I'm going to put Allie on blast for a second. I was talking about – you know, I just randomly came up with – I think that Grant's, you know, karaoke song would be, you know, like a Johnny Cash kind of thing. And she looked at me and she was like, absolutely not. That would sound awful. And
that didn't say awful. No. Do not – No. I did not say that.
Do you have a karaoke song, Grant? Because, I was trying to give you the benefit of the doubt earlier. I was told that, you know, maybe not.
No, I appreciate that. I do not have a karaoke song, but if I were to pick from a genre, it would probably be more 90s alternative grunge.
Yeah.
So.
Wow. I can see Grant trying to do, like, the Chris Cornell lyrics, and I'm going hungry.
Like Nirvana?
That's Temple the Dog, for one. Secondly,
Chris
I would be more
it.
Like a – he is singing it, but we got to give proper attribution to the proper act. I'd be more along the Pearl Jam, Jeremy line, I think.
Yeah.
That's good a fun song, one.
Man. You think you can hit the Eddie Vedder better there at the end?
Yeah. I don't know if he can still hit it. I watched them perform about a month or two ago. It's still pretty close. I think I could get in the ballpark, if you'll pardon the pun.
There you go. See, that's why I give this man the benefit of the doubt. Yeah. Hey, Grant, we'll be hanging out tonight. You and I doing postgame. You'll be doing halftime. You coffee drinker, man, it's going to be a late night tonight talk about the back end of this Falcons roster, probably up to past midnight.
Yeah, well, I look forward to that, number one. Number two, I am definitely a coffee person, so I've got mine right here. I always have it for our call on Fridays. And, yeah, looking forward to burning the midnight oil, as they say, and just having the opportunity to kick off what I think is going to be a very fun season. And, hey, look, I'm going to learn some things. So I appreciate you taking me under the learning tree tonight.
Hey, what are you looking for? Is there something you're going to watch tonight, Grant, the game? Is something you're going to kind of hone in on, and that's going to be something you want to see?
I think the biggest thing is you want to see guys come in and out of these things healthy. You want to see as much as you can on the execution standpoint, because obviously we're not going to be watching two teams worth of starters going at it for four quarters, but there are position battles. There are, you know, a number of different, I mean, this playing time is important for some of these guys. So I'm just looking to see who makes the most of those opportunities. And again, health, number one. I mean, I talk about this in spring training. I'll talk about it right here in training camp. Let's get to the first game of the season and every week on after that with the best health situation we can have.
There you go.
It's one of Dave Archer's keys to the game, every preseason game.
Yeah.
Literally, like me and Arch were talking about this 2 days ago. He's like, yep, it's always keys to the game. Stay
always
healthy.
You
stay
guys
healthy.
Keep an eye on those Falcons. I'll be making sure the repo man doesn't come up our driveway.
Well, I was going to say, the Grant McCauley, jack of all trades, Braves insider, Falcons studio host, and Ritter of
repo man.
And also karaoke singer.
There I just want
to. Bo, let me ask you what your favorite repo man match is.
No clue.
All right, for those of you who aren't old enough or need to check it out, just Google the Repo Man, because WWE used to be in a very dark place in the early to mid-90s.
I was coughed up alone.
There's so many bad Did he ever fight Brooklyn Brawler?
I don't know if he fought the Goon or Isaac Yankum either one of the Doink the Clowns, but you got a lot of options there to look into. So I'm going to wish you well on that note.
Isaac Yankum was Kane.
Does this conversation jump the shark?
Goodness gracious. All right, let's pivot back real quick, Grant. What are you working on for From the Diamond this weekend?
Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about a trade from the past. I got a chance to chat with Dale Murphy a few years ago about what led to his trade to the Philadelphia Phillies. I'm going to share that from the archives. And I've also got Craig Mish, who covers the Marlins. And there's a lot to talk about with that club. They've been one of the hottest teams in baseball, really, since the end of June. They may not have won last night, but they've been doing a lot of winning. I'm going to try to find out what exactly has changed down in Miami, because they're in the wild card race, and it is August. And that is not a thing I thought I'd be saying, especially with the Braves being the onlookers in this division. So that's what I've got going on from the Diamond 5 to 7 on Sunday right here on 92.9 The Game, wherever you get your podcasts, and the Odyssey app.
Awesome. Great. Thanks, Grant.
Thank you all.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.